राधे राधे प्रभु।
ओके आई हैव टू स्टॉप दिस समरी.
संजय प्रभु की जय हो।
या वी कैन स्टार्ट प्रभु जी.
यस इज म्यूट प्रभु, यस इज म्यूट संजय प्रभु।
सॉरी. हरे कृष्णा एवरीवन.
हरे
सॉरी
कृष्णा, हरे
आई गॉट
कृष्णा।
लिटिल लेट टुडे. देयर लॉट ऑफ क्राउड ऑन द रोड. आई वेंट टू राधा दामोदर श्रील प्रभुपाद रूम. सम
अच्छा,
गेस्ट इन, सो दे वांट मी टू टेक देम देयर. सो लेट्स गो फॉर आवर वृंदावन दर्शन. सो टुडे वी आर गोइंग टू, जस्ट मिनट, लेट मी लॉग इन इट नाइसली विद द डेस्कटॉप. ओके, श्री राधेश्याम. हाँ, स्क्रीन. जय जय श्री राधे. ओके, सो वृंदावन ब्रज यात्रा. सो टुडे वी विल गो टू श्रृंगार वट. सो लेट मी टेल यू अबाउट श्रृंगारवट. तो श्रृंगारवट, फ्रॉम इफ यू गो टू वृंदावन परिक्रमा मार्ग, सो आफ्टर कालिया घाट इट्स कम मदन मोहन मंदिर कम, देन जुगल घाट एंड देन श्रृंगारवट कम्स. नेक्स्ट टू श्रृंगारवट इज इमली तला. सो श्रृंगारवट इज अ प्लेस नेक्स्ट टू गंगा यमुना रिवर, वेयर कृष्णा यूज टू डेकोरेट और यूज टू श्रृंगार टू राधा रानी. सो वी विल गो इनसाइड दिस ब्यूटिफुल टेम्पल श्रृंगार वट. अपार्ट फ्रॉम दैट वील विजिट फ्यू अदर प्लेसेस टूडे. तो जस्ट लेट मी ओपन द पेज. बाय द टाइम यू प्लीज टेक द दर्शन ऑफ श्रृंगार वट. श्रृंगार वट 341. तो रास्ते रास्ते रास्ते. सो दिस इज द मेन गेट ऑफ श्रृंगारवट. यूजली पीपल डोंट गो टू श्रृंगारवट बिकॉज दे नॉट वेन एवर दे गो टू वृंदावन दे हार्डली रिकॉग्नाइज दिस स्पॉट. सो दिस इज द इनसाइड व्यू ऑफ श्रृंगारवट. सो श्रृंगारवट इज द प्लेस famous for many reasons. Among them, one is this is the place where Krishna decorate Radharani with all beautiful shringars. There are 16 kind of different shringar. So Krishna used to, you know, he is very expert in makeup art as well. So Krishna, like nowadays females have different kind of lipstick, kajal, and so many other things they have available in a makeup shop. But that time Krishna used to do makeup from natural resources. Like there is a stone, particular stone. It also one can see if they go to visit Astasakhi village. So that particular stone is name is Kajal Shila. Anjan Shila is the name of that particular stone. So if you rub that stone, you will get kajal, black kajal, which usually females used to give in their eyes. Similarly, there is a Sindur Sila. I went on the top of Govardhan with the permissions of devotees, Brajavasis. So there I saw Sindur Sila. So by rubbing on the stone, Sindur comes, which females used to give on their forehead or name her on her husband's name. So that is there. So likewise, Krishna is very expert of, you know, he knows from which ingredient, which stone or which particular materials they can get a beautiful makeup things. So this is a Shringarvat. So here, Lord Nityananda, during his Vrindavan Yatra, he used to stay under this particular place. There is a cage down here. So under this tree, Nityananda Prabhu used to stay just exactly right on this place, under this tree. So I tried to, this is a little old video which I tried to retake, record for different angles. So this Sringarbhat is a very silent place, hardly people go there. And this is the exact spot where Krishna do makeup of Radharani. There was a butt vriksh earlier. Now butt vriksh is no there, not seen over there, but the place is there. So on that place, Krishna used to decorate Radharani. So let me read a little bit about Sringarbhat. The word Sringar means decorate or to dress, either the deity or worshipable person, with various type of jewelry, ornaments and clothings. And the word Vat means banyan tree. Sringarbhat, like the Radha Damodar Mandir and Imlitala, is also situated within the area of Seva Kunj. It is said that on one occasion when Krishna left behind the other gopis and took only Radharani with him, he sometimes came to this place. While sitting under the banyan tree, Krishna combed Radharani's hair into braids and then decorated her long black locks with aromatic forest flowers. Krishna would also decorate her moon-like face with cosmetics made of natural pigments found in the nearby forest and smear black anjan on her lotus eyes. He would also carefully decorate her body with the various gem-studded ornaments, including a golden girdle, bangles, earrings, and necklace of shining pearls. While Krishna was decorating Radharani on this way, she would hold up her mirror and, while seeing her own reflection, gaze in awe the beauty of Krishna's lotus-like face. In the Vraj Vilas Sattva, it says, while dancing with the radiantly beautiful wives of the cowherd men, Krishna left them and went with Radha to a solitary place to decorate her with flower ornaments and engage in divine loving play with her. At Sringarbhat, Krishna would dress up in various costumes just to please his cowherd boyfriends. At Sringarbhat, Krishna would dress up in various costumes just to please his cowherd boyfriends. On other occasions, the cowherd boys would enjoy decorating Krishna with different dresses, ornaments, and fragrant forest flowers. The Bhakti Ratnakar says, look at this wonderful vat tree on the bank of Yamuna. Everyone called it Sringarbhat. At this place, Lord Krishna would enjoy himself by dressing in various ways for the pleasure of Subala and others. Sringarbhat is also known as Nityanandvat because when Nityanand came on pilgrimage to Vrindavan, he stayed at this very place. Lord Nityanand was an avadhut, which means a sadhu or a holy man who doesn't have any material conception of his life, who appeared to be almost mad due to intense feeling of love of God. While staying here, Lord Nityanand would often become completely absorbed in the mood of being a cowherd boy. Sometimes he would sit down while chanting under the banyan tree, and at other times he would roll on the ground in great ecstasy. In other occasions, he would decorate himself with the forest flower and cry on the name of Krishna in a very loud voice while shedding torrent of tears. According to Bhakti Ratnakar, Lord Nityananda was absorbed in the mood of Lord Balram and shedding tears in separation from his younger brother Krishna, he suddenly heard a celestial voice from the sky informing him that his younger brother Krishna had now taken birth at Navadvip. After hearing the voice, Lord Nityananda immediately left for Navadvip to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, Nityananda Prabhu ki jai. So, let's continue our darshan of this place, Sringarbhat. So, it looks so beautiful. When I was with Hare Krishna TV, that time they gave me their camera. So that time I decode all this for them and just keep the copy. However, the camera is there. Okay. So there is a lot of wonderful stories are there related to Shringarvat. I'll tell you after showing this beautiful darshan. So no, the Radharani Shringar Sthali. Shringar Sthali ka Sri Radharani ka Shringar isi Vat Viksh ke niche hua tha. So that tree is still there. Meri binti yahi hai Radharani. Okay. Here you can see a beautiful deity of Gaur Nithai along with Radha Krishna and Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. So I have a picture of them. I'll show you. Also, there is a Goswami in this place called Anupam Goswami. So he have this beat Japamala of Chaitanya Nityanand Prabhu, also the Sannyas Danda of Nityanand Prabhu, and the bangles of Nityanand Prabhu. So when I was there, so he showed me all of this. This is the bangles, Bajuband of Nityanand Prabhu. So he used to, you know, keep everything with him. He's very old and very wonderful sadhu, very wonderful Bengali. And he is the generations of Nityanand Prabhu. He is from the same generation of Nityanand Prabhu. And very kind hearted person, very kind hearted. His disciples are very loving and caring. So this one, this on the middle, there is I forgot what they called usually. So that one also belongs to Nityanand Prabhu. And this blue danda here in the middle, this one, if you see this one is the lathi of Nityanand Prabhu, which he used to carry with him all the time. And there are few manuscript written by Goswamis, Jiva Goswamis. They all are there. Written on the Tamrapatra, one kind of leaves on that, all these are written, handwritten. So you have a lot of all these books. And when we go, if we have time, then he shows all of these things and expect some help for the development of temple as there is not enough people come. So he buys and giving darshan of all these things. He expect some help because this big temple is very tough to maintain, and he was doing everything on his own. So he this danda on the left hand side, this is Nityanand Prabhu's lathi. So this is a darshan of Shringarvat. And let me show you the picture of a kind images, spiritual Krishna, Radha Krishna. So we have seen that picture where Krishna trying to decorate Radharani and Radharani trying to see Krishna in a mirror. Yes, like this. If you see here, so Radharani have big curly hair. Krishna is combing Radharani, and instead of seeing herself, Radharani trying to see Krishna. So this lila, actually, this particular lila took many places in Braj, like in Kusum Sarovar, also in Shringarvat. And so now I'm going to tell you one beautiful real incident which took place in Shringarvat. On that I did a small drama acting kind of thing. So I'll show you that drama. However, I'll try to narrate a little bit from behind. So Brajmandal video. Okay. Shri Radhe. Brajmandal done drama. Okay. So long time back, there was a devotee. On Shringarvat, those people are taking care of everything. They are all the generations of Nityanand Prabhu. And during 1815, there was a generation of Nityanand Prabhu who born in Bardhaman, but later on he came back to Vrindavan for doing more further bhakti. So he came to Vrindavan and staying in Shringarvat. And one day, so there, this Goswami, this particular Goswami, he was having a servant, a sevak, whose name was Bhondu. So Bhondu is a very kind-hearted, simple boy. Just a minute.
Vrindavan ke Shringarvat ke Nandkishore Goswami
That particular Goswami, the generations of Nityanand Prabhu, his name was Nandkishore Goswami. So Nandkishore Goswami, while staying in Shringarvat, there was a boy who also stayed in Shringarvat with Nandkishore Goswami. So he is Nandkishore Goswami, who take education from Srinivas Acharya, and he used to do worship in this temple and serve Gaur Nitai and Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Radha Krishna. So under Nandkishore Goswami, there was the Shringarvat is also famous for this particular Leela. So under Nandkishore Goswami, there was a boy whose name was Bhondu. So Bhondu was here is a Bhondu on the screen. So Bhondu is to take care of the cows, and he is a very humble, nice person, serving all the time. And he don't have, as his name is Bhondu, Bhondu means, you can say kind of fool, but not exactly fool, but Bhondu means bevakuf, means a kind of fool. So he was so innocent that his activities is very foolish. His activity is very simple and straight, and he just believe whatever people say anything, he immediately start believing that thing. So Bhondu, he used to take care of these cows, and while on a lecture he heard that even today Krishna used to herd his cows in Bhandirvan. So every day Krishna used to go to herd his cows to Bhandirvan. So across the Vrindavan is Bhandirvan. This side is Vrindavan, and across the Yamuna is Bhandirvan. So every day, so when he got the service of herding cows, so he was thinking that, no, okay, so I heard that Krishna used to go to herd his cows in Bhandirvan. So I will also go with the cows to herd in Bhandirvan. And what I will do is that I will try to find Krishna while herding cows in Bhandirvan. And if I get him someday, I will be his friend. I will make friendship with him, like he was thinking. So Bhondu was thinking like that. And so every day he used to go to Bhandirvan with cows, and simply in mind he was always looking for Krishna. Oh, if Krishna is there with his cows, or Krishna herding his cows on the different direction. And he was thinking, if I found Krishna, I will play with him. So one day, by seeing Bhundu's intense desire of meeting Krishna, intense desire of making friendship with Krishna, one day Krishna gave him darshan. So one day Krishna gave him darshan to Bhundu, and Bhundu became very happy. He became friend of Krishna. He started playing with Krishna. Not only that, so whatever breakfast he received from the Nand Kishore Baba, so he used to carry all that breakfast, even little more breakfast to Bhandirvan, so that he can take breakfast with his friend while herding the cows. So he used to carry like this breakfast to Bhandirvan. And one day, Nand Kishore Goswami wondering that this Bhundu, every day, he carries something in his head. And he asks, Bhundu, what are you carrying on your head? So Bhundu says, I'm carrying dal bati. So his Goswami asks, dal bati for whom? So he said, for me and my friends. So what is the name of your friend? So he said that my friend's name is Nandalal, and he used to come to Bhandirvan to herd his cows, and we all play over there in Bhandirvan. So Nand Kishore Baba asked, what is the name of your friend? He said Nandalal. And how Nandalal looked like? So he was giving description. Nandalal, he wear pitambari, means yellow dress. He have peacock feather on his head. He have flute. And he have all the description of Krishna. He started giving to Nand Kishore Baba. And Nand Kishore Baba shockingly listening all this. And he was also questioning. And he was thinking that Bholu never lie. He is very innocent and he have a very good nature that he never lie. So I'm sure that Bholu never lie. But but the description which he's giving is a giving of the description of Krishna. So does he really sing Krishna or likewise? He was thinking. And then Nand Kishore Baba, he by hearing all this description, he got faith that yes, Bhundu, he become friend of Krishna. So what should I do that? He planned that, listen Bhundu, do one thing that Krishna and his friends are very huge in number, and with this much of tokri or pot, you will not able to carry enough food for your friends. So do one thing that bring everyone to Shringarvat and I will feed them nicely. Likewise, he make a arrangement with Bhundu. He make an arrangement with Bhundu and Bhundu can bring Krishna and all his friends to Shringarvat, and by that Nand Kishore Baba can take the darshan of Bhundu. Sorry, can take the darshan of Krishna Balram. So likewise, he requesting Bhundu to bring Krishna Balram to Shringarvat. And so, in a prayerful mood and in desire to see Krishna, and in desire to meet Krishna, he engaged Bhundu in innocent way. And then Bhundu agree that, okay, Baba, I will bring my friends here and we will fit nicely. It's just like, sometimes when in your family, if you see your kids, if they were asked them, if you tell them, okay, that tomorrow, please bring your friends in our home, I will give them feast. So the kids become very happy that tomorrow, a lot of my friends will going to come in my home. And we'll all do lot of fun. We will eat together. Likewise, there are a lot of excitement are there within the child. similar excitement comes in Volu's mind. Tomorrow, my friend Krishna Balram and all Madhu Mangal, Subala, everyone will come and we will have great feast in Shringarvat. And so with all excitement, Vandu become very happy with the plan of his master, Nand Kishore Baba. And he agree to bring Krishna to Shringarvat. I'll give this video to all of you to see in Hindi. Whereas I'm just narrating little bit in English. And then Bhandu, he went to Shringarvat. Sorry, he went to Bhandirvan. Like he is going to Bhandirvan with his cows. And he speak out all his plan. He told Krishna that, Krishna, tomorrow there is a huge feast in Shringarvat from my master. My master invite you and all other our friends to have feast in Shringarvat. So Bhandu was explaining all this thing to Krishna. However, Krishna told Bhandu that I am your friend, not friend of your master. So I don't have nothing to do. I don't have anything to do with your master. So I will not go there. Likewise, Krishna told to Bhandu. So in one way, Krishna reject his request, and by hearing this, Bhandu become little upset. Bhandu become upset that Krishna have no interest to come to my place, and so I will also not talk with Krishna. And so he became little upset, and the cows, he started to separate his cows from Krishna's cows. He started to separate his cows and he started to herding his cows in a different direction. And Krishna understand the mood of Bhandu. So Krishna understand the mood of Bhandu, and Krishna, so when Krishna herding the cows, Bhandu silently try to go away from Krishna, taking all of his cows. And you know, he was angry inside his heart, but he was not reflecting on his face. And but Krishna understand his mood, that my devotee is going away from me. So Krishna went and block his ways. And the supreme personality of Godhead, who don't have anything to lose, but when his devotee was upset and angry, he run behind the devotee and trying to catch him, as if something big was lost by Krishna. No? So Krishna trying to catch his friend Bhandu, and he trying to convince him. And then Krishna hold his hand and said, Bhandu, don't worry. See the reason why I'm not going to Shringarvat. So then Krishna told the Shringarvat is a place of Radharani. And even if I go there, but my brother, my elder brother, Balramji, how he can go there? There is no possibility of him to going there. And without him, I am not able to go to Shringarvat. So do one thing. Tell your Baba, Nand Kishore Baba, to bring all the food items to Shringarvat. Likewise, Krishna told. So Bhandu become happy, and he become friend with Krishna again. And then he went to, and he become friend with Krishna again. And then he went to and informed everything to Nand Kishore Baba, as Nand Kishore Baba was having desire to see Krishna. So Bhalu told Nand Kishore Baba that Krishna will not come to Shringarvat, because Shringarvat is a place of Radharani, and Balramji will not able to come to the place of Radharani. So better you go to Bhandirvan with all the food items, whatever you like to carry for him. So on the next day, Nand Kishore Baba carry all the food items prepared by himself to feed Krishna Balram. And so he went to Bhandirvan, and there by himself, by his own hand, he feed Krishna and all his friends, and likewise he got the beautiful darshan of Krishna and his friends. So this wonderful leela took place in Vrindavan, in Shringarvat, with the devotee of Shringarvat, with the Goswami of Shringarvat. So, sorry, a long time back I was thinking to do something like that, so I make that recording. And so that's a real incident that took place in 1818. And this Bholu, he was so innocent that he never lie. He believed whatever one say. So in one lecture, he heard that Krishna, he used to play with his friend in Vandirvan. And so he, with all his faith, he also went to herd cows in Vandirvan. And every day he was wandering, looking for Krishna. And by his intense prayer and desire to see Krishna and to become friend with Krishna, to play with Krishna, Krishna gave him darshan one day. And when his master came to know that Bholu carrying so many food items, then he was asking him, from whom you are carrying? So that Bholu gave all the description. And by hearing all those description, Nand Kishore Baba understood that Krishna giving his beautiful darshan to his friend, to his disciple Bhundu. So then Nand Kishore Baba also got the similar desire to see Krishna, to associate with Krishna. And so he smartly trying to he convinced Bhundu that, no, please you bring all of your friend to Shringarvat. Bhandu also become very happy. He also went there and he request his friends. But Krishna doesn't accept this proposal, as he gave the reason that in Shringarvat, Radharani, Shringarvat is a place of Radharani, and Balramji not go there. So without Balramji, I'm not able to go there. So better you called Nand Kishore Baba to this place with all his food items. So next day Nand Kishore Baba went there with all the food preparation. And he got the beautiful darshan of Krishna and all of his associates, and he himself feed Krishna. So this wonderful incident took place over there. So if we have little bit of time, then we can see some more place today or tomorrow. Like I have a lot of list this time in Brajyatra. After this Shringarvat, we have Mirabai Temple, Lala Babu Mandir. It's a wonderful story of Lala Babu Temple. I will tell you in next class. Billa Mangal Thakur Samadhi. A few months back, we had Purushottam Mass, which is very famous for Billa Mangal Thakur. We used to sing a bhajan, Braje Prasidham Navanidha Choram. So that Leela is related to Billa Mangal Thakur, and his Samadhi is in Vrindavan itself. So we can we will take darshan of that in next classes. And then Bade Gopal Guru, that particular leela is very connected with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu leela, which took place in Gambira. So we will take that darshan too. And then 64 Samadhi Mandir, there is there we will take darshan of Gopi Koop and Asti Samadhi, Samadhi of Ashes of Raghunath Bhatt Goswami. So if you ask our devotees that where are the Samadhi of six Goswamis, so they will able to tell you about five Samadhis. Rupa Goswami in Radha Damodar, Sanatan Goswami in Madan Mohan, Jeev Goswami in Radha Damodar, Gopal Bhatt Goswami in Radha Raman Temple, or Raghunath Das Goswami at Radha Kund. But Raghunath Bhatt Goswami Samadhi, very few people have know his answer, and we will take darshan of his Samadhi, Samadhi of Ashes, here in 64 Samadhi Mandir, and then Madan Ter. So these are the few important darshan. And on the last day of Vrindavan, of Kartik month, we will do Vrindavan Parikrama online. So I will make a whole recording of Parikrama, and I'll show you all that in video of whatever places we cover. So I will do Parikrama on behalf of all of you So kindly bless me for that. So I think it's 7:50 as per Indian time. So it's more than my timing. So I think it should we should end up here this class today, and we will continue on next day with next darshan. So I don't know whether you all understand or not my
wonderful Prabhu, wonderful, so nice. Khub bhal lagu.
Thank you, Prabhu. Danda
Prabhu. You are a Brajwasi.
Brajwasi is kon Prabhupada's sevak, Prabhupada Bhakta sevak ke sevak.
Yeah.
So, anyone thank have so any question, anything to ask?
How to go back home, back to garden?
Yes, Prabhu. Apni already Golok Vasi. You need your mind, you need your heart. You are always in
Krishna Prem. Teach us. How to get Krishna Prem.
You all know the answer. I'm a simple person. How should I give the answer? Rather, you all bless me to. I know you all the devotees, they know everything. But with their simple heart, they act like small kids, that they don't know anything. But I know they know everything. So they see the beautiful darshan on the screen. I'm trying to show
super.
How Krishna folding his hand, requesting Radharani. Here he trying to please share about Narottam Das Thakur Ji's. Sorry, I missed the message. Okay, in chat. Yeah. Please share the Narottam Das Thakur Ji's pastime presence in Vrindavan.
Chai. The milk pastime.
Milk
samadhi.
Sorry?
You become milk, no, then they'll make a milk samadhi then.
Okay, I don't know this particular pastime, but I will take preparation of and I'll come to next day with Narottam Das Thakur pastime with Vrindavan. But I know one pastime that how he got initiation from his Guru Maharaj Loknath
Swami.
So that is very wonderful story. Actually, when we all must have some discussion on it. So I will discuss 5 minutes regarding this to you. Just a minute.
Nice picture.
Yes,
nice picture of Radha Krishna. So nice, wonderful pictures.
Please post it. Okay, here Rasta Sakhi is happening. Okay, so Hare Krishna, everyone. So now I'll tell you the story of Loknath Goswami and Narottam Das Thakur, how Narottam Das Thakur got initiation from Loknath Goswami. So Loknath Goswami, he's a personal associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he decided that he will never accept any disciple throughout his life. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu make him request that in future, one of his associate will come whose name will be Narottam. So please kindly give at least one person initiation, and that will be Narottam only. So later on, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu end up his pastimes, he went to his Nitya Leela. But Loknath Goswami was there in Vrindavan. And later on, when Narottam Das Thakur came to Vrindavan, and he although Narottam Das Thakur was having associate of lot of wonderful devotees like Jiva Goswami and other important senior Vaishnavas, but he never approached anyone other than Loknath Goswami for initiation. So Loknath Goswami, on very first few meetings, he reject this request of Narottam Das Thakur to becoming his spiritual master. He reject. So, and he also told that, "Now I have taken a vow that I will never give initiation to anyone. So I'm sorry, I'm not able to give you initiation." But with this, by hearing this, Narottam Das Thakur never become upset. But in our ISKCON societies, we have experienced that if some Guru Maharaj, if we love some Guru Maharaj and we approach to take initiation from him, And when he reject for some reason or he not accept proposal very quickly, then that particular disciple, he choose another guru. Okay, this guru not taking so much time for giving us initiation. So let me approach to some other guru who can give initiation quickly. And likewise, they start approaching some other guru. And so by hearing this particular pastime, we can understand that initiation is not like buying a vegetable in vegetable market. Okay, this particular shop don't giving me or don't have, then let me go to other shop. It's not like that. Initiation is a relationship with guru, disciple, with heart, with mind. Even if one not get association of their guru, because guru is quite away, we are not able to see him frequently, but that doesn't bring any differences. So like now, Prabhupada, he met with his Guru Maharaj only 3-4 times. But Prabhupada, even when Prabhupada got old, he said, no, that I'm not alone. Krishna is there with me. My Guru Maharaj is there with me. So he always take instruction by seeing picture of his Guru Maharaj. And so the relationship with the Guru is always there with the heart. It's not any material thing. So Narottam Das Thakur, when he saw that, when he become quite sure that, okay, my guru may not give me initiation, but still he is my guru. So the nature, the duty of a disciple is to serve his Guru Maharaj. So Narottam Das Thakur, he start serving Loknath Goswami. Although Loknath Goswami, he hardly take any seva from anyone. So he was wondering how to serve. He was wondering how to serve Loknath Goswami. And he not finding any way. So he noticed that his Guru Maharaj used to go to pass his stool in forest in a particular place. So when Guru Maharaj walk away after passing stool, so he go there and he clean the place where his Guru Maharaj used to pass stool. So that time there was no toilet system like today. And if anyone have such life experience of village life, then they may notice that going for nature call in field is something bad experience kind of thing. Because tools are there on the land. So Narottam Das Thakur, he doesn't ghrina karna, he doesn't feel any bad. Oh, this is tool and this and that, I should not clean or not like that. With all his humbleness,
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, I think you got muted. Can you please unmute yourself? Hare Krishna Prabhuji, we can't hear you. Prabhuji, can you please unmute yourself?
So he was thinking, who clean? So one day, again, after passing his stool, Loknath Goswami, he act like he's going away, but he hide in groove. And he saw that Narottam Das, he used to come and clean the places. And by seeing this humbleness of Narottam Das Thakur, Loknath Goswami break his vow and accept Narottam Das Thakur as his disciple. So this is a wonderful pastime. Last time we went to Radha Gokulananda temple, there we had the darshan of Loknath Goswami. So thank you everyone for giving me a reminder of sharing this pastime. And I will try to get more pastime of Narottam Das Thakur and will share with all of you. I have one book, but I have not read it that book completely. So soon I will read today about Narottam Das Thakur and will speak on next day along with some other darshan. So anyone have any other question apart from that?
Thank you so much. Go ahead, man. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for a wonderful parikrama you are doing every day with us, Prabhuji. We are so grateful to you. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Can we end the call, Mataji?
Yes.
Yeah, we can end the call here. Yeah, we'll offer our obeisances. Yeah, Mataji, please go ahead. Mataji, one to
We are grateful to you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Even if we are not in Vrindavan, but every day we are feeling that every day we are roaming in Vrindavan, Prabhuji, because of you only. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Thank you to you, all of you, for engaging me, especially the Matajis who give me this duty.
Yeah, so whenever we get the opportunity to come to Vrindavan, definitely we'll meet you, Prabhuji.
Please, yes, I will wait for all of our devotees of this group.
Okay. Hare Krishna,
we
will close here.
Vanchakalpa
Tarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu.